Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So, what's the crack, guys? Get in touch, let me know. I hope you're well. What's been going on? What have you been up to? It's been a week. Have you achieved everything you wanted in that week? Has anyone? There's going to be some prick out there on Instagram posting their achievements. Yeah, no, I don't see it as you posting achievements. I see it as you rubbing in my face that I am lazy and unproductive. And with that energy, let's get the podcast started. Yeah, how you been? Hope you're well. Hope your health is... well, not thriving. I mean, you know, ideally, I hope your health's thriving. But I hope at the very least you're sort of maintaining a... I don't know, maybe like the rest of us, you're not getting enough sleep and you've got a sort of constant manageable headache that never seems to numb. No matter how much caffeine you consume or paracetamols you pop before getting concerned that you're going to overdose. But I do believe it takes a lot of paracetamols to overdose. It's something to do with your body weight ratio to the pills. But please don't quote me on that, and please don't try to kill yourself on paracetamols after hearing that. Messy. Reminds me in high school, we had some lady come in. No idea who she fucking was. Some old lady. She came in, must have been 13, 14, 15, teenagers, high school. And she told us this horror story about, oh, my child's friend, they went to a party and got drunk, and in the morning, he was dead. You know, what the fuck? And she told us this other thing about somebody taking paracetamols to deal with a hangover. They're also dead. So... all I took away from that was stay the fuck away from that lady. Seems to be the kiss of death. But also, if you drink or take paracetamols to deal with hangovers, you're going to die. So I've never once consumed alcohol after she... yeah, the fuck was that? Who was she? Did she just wander from school to school? And we have a helicopter going overhead, guys. It is 7:15 on Saturday the 9th of March. And what is it? It's like some sort of Vietnam fucking movie. What is this? Fuck off. Right. Yeah, so. It's been a week. What's happened in that week? Not a lot. I've been working. Hopefully you've been working too. If you're on holiday, that's nice. If you've been away, that's lovely. Maybe you're planning something. Maybe something big coming up. Yeah? A little surprise party for somebody? Maybe a little lunch out? Going for lunch? Where are you going? It's not cheap. It's not cheap out there. In fact, the charming Charlotte was telling me, one of her friend's mothers was telling her, so, you know, heard it through the grapevine. Like most folk in their 30s, I'm quite fond of a garden centre. I like plants. I got a helicopter circling me, guys. I'm not convinced it's not the government. They're watching me. This is the last thing I ever say. Let them know I'm onto them. Nope, they fucked off. Right, goodbye, helicopter. Right, so the garden centre, yeah. I like a garden centre. I like to go look at the plants. Sometimes they have fish, you know, to look at. It's like a free aquarium. Yeah. Usually they have a cafe, a dining area, an eatery, or a canteen. And you can go there and you get a soup and a sandwich and a coffee and... well, I mean, like, you know, I work shifts, so I'm not limited to Saturdays and Sundays off, which to me sounds horrible. If it works for you, that's lovely. Good. Good. Enjoy your weekends. Not for me. So I go there midweek, so it's usually me and, you know, almost the cast of Night of the Living Dead. A lot of grey. I'm bald. A lot of grey hair. A lot of beige jackets. A lot of old folk being taken out with their buddies, you know. So usually it's just old folk and sort of me enjoying my soup and my sandwich. Now, 14 years of Tory rule, coming on 15. It's not good, guys. It's not looking good at all. The price of a soup and a sandwich has increased dramatically. I mean, I'm not even taking the piss here. I'm being quite serious. I don't go to fucking garden centres anymore. I can't afford the soup and the sandwich and the coffee. You know, what the fuck? Pensioners who are draining the system. They're fucking draining it. You know, you look at the papers. Well, depending on what paper you read. You look at the papers and they're trying to blame folk coming over on boats. Now you got to start looking closer to home, guys. Look closer to home. So the garden centers, yeah, you go there now, and you'll be like, oh, maybe get a little coffee. Regular coffee, £5. Oh, Jesus. All right, well, I'm paid just over £11 an hour, so maybe I'll... Oh, is that a sausage roll? I'm at £10. £10. Well, I'm not... Maybe I'm not hungry. Okay, let's just go and look at the daisies. Yeah, so, like I said, heard through the grapevine, Charlotte's friend's mother used to like frequenting a garden centre. However, now... Apparently she goes to one of the better restaurants in the area for lunch because it's cheaper. It's actually cheaper to go to, you know, the type of fucking place that has a wine list instead of somewhere where you get your own wee tray and you slap it on the counter and you slide it along and, you know, what can I get you?
Can I have steak pie?
None left. Okay, you know. Yeah, it's cheaper now to go into one of the better restaurants, sit down, have a waiter come over, take your drinks order, give you the lunch, which is the place in mind, you know. It's a good place. It's where we go for, like, Christmas nights out, and if we're going to have a fancy dinner, it's where we'll go. It's cheaper to go there for lunch than to go and get a soup and a sandwich and a coffee in the garden centre. The hell's going on? What kind of world is this? Fucking love a garden centre. So, yeah, I've not been up to a tremendous amount, guys. I won't lie to you, yeah. But, so I'm back to work tomorrow, so I've had a few days off, and like everything else in my life, last minute. So, yeah, I said like 5 minutes ago, it's 7:15. This is going out live, so hopefully this should be uploaded by 8:30. It takes me half an hour to record, just over half an hour to edit, and then I upload it, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Goes out to the masses, the tens of listeners. And I appreciate every single last one of you. Yeah. Charlotte was away last night. It was just I and the wee chihuahua. We had a cosy wee night. It was actually a lovely night. I say it was lovely. I've ruined it by watching an episode of a program I did not dig. And for some reason, I didn't turn it off 6 or 7 minutes into it. As soon as I realised, I don't like this at all. I kept watching it. I watched the whole fucking episode. So, based on what I saw, guys, I can't recommend Outlander. It was... it was borderline fucking offensive to my Scottish ears. Just the fucking haggis and shortbread and fucking tartan and all that. Oh, we're all spooky and into our wee sort of superstitions. Oh my god, I could be doing with it. Couldn't be doing with it. And it was meant to be set in Inverness, the place where I live. But, I mean, obviously I never saw it back then. It's meant to be set just after the war. And they've clearly filmed in some sort of wee fucking village because there's nowhere around here that looks like that. I don't imagine it ever looked like that. Even in town. I don't know what it's meant to be. Anyway. But yeah, if you're into that sort of stuff, give it a watch. But no, it's just basically softcore porn with pantomime Scottish accents and tartan. Pish. The reason I watched that was because I got an email from an agency. Sounds kind of lewd. No, it was about being an extra on season 8. So I've got a friend of mine. He actually, handsome bastard, got a close-up. He was an extra in it when it was still set in Scotland. He got to go away for the day or a few days and get the full shebang. Like, they even painted his fingers, even his knuckles, to look like he'd been exposed to the cold. Got a wig and the whole... Obviously, the kilts they wore back then aren't like the kilts you wear now to a wedding. But he, went and got the costume and got all the, you know, props. The wee gun, the sword, shield, ski and do, all that stuff. Yeah. And then when I was at Tesco, so this is a few years ago, and I still work at Tesco, again, got a text saying, can you be an extra? And I replied, yeah, sure. And they go, okay, well, it's going to be set in America. Because I'm assuming after Culloden, they follow the Highland clearances. But they're still filming it in the UK at that point. So it's like, can you go and be a revolutionary soldier or something like that? I was like, oh my God, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, oh, can you be down at Perth for like 4:45 in the morning? No. No, mate. No, it wasn't Perth. Some film studio in Glasgow. Anyway, I declined. But they're filming it again, and the text will be an extra. Well, I can be, so I've said yes to that, but I've not heard back, so I don't know. So we'll see. We shall see. So I thought, all right, I'll just check it out and see what's going on. Didn't dig it. Not for me. But then when I worked at the castle up here, used to get a lot of American tourists chasing it around. They love it. Like, they live for that shit. And one of the ladies was asking, you know, have you seen it, honey? No, no, I've never done it, no. No. Oh, I've read the books. All right, okay. Yeah, are they any good? Well, they get to read in the bath. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. Didn't need to picture that, Doris, but thank you very much. So, yeah. I watched Sicario last night. That was a joy. Bloody hell. Yeah. Only because Denis Villeneuve, can't pronounce his name, he's directed the new Dune 2. Sequel to May. That was a terrible joke, I'm sorry. So Dune, I've not even seen the first Dune. Dune? Dune? Whatever. You know, fucking sandworms. But I like The Arrival, and I like Prisoners. So I checked out Sicario, and I like that too. Seems to like the guy's films, which is nice. Yeah. Just me and the Chihuahua. Very nice, very peaceful night. Because it was just me, and I was off the whole day. Went out for lunch, went to a cafe. That was nice. Apart from the person I was dining with. What they ordered came with a sauce they had not requested. Barbecue. And they didn't enjoy it. So, sorry. I mean, I didn't put it on, but I know you listen sometimes. And I'm sorry your lunch was poor. Should have complained, really, but not really the type of place that's really going to give a fuck, is it? So, you got to weigh it up. Is it worth complaining in places about things like that? Is it really going to make a, you know, anything for an easy life, really? But then after lunch, I went back through to Grantown. Well, I went somewhere en route. I think it was straight to Grantown. Drove around. And I went back and I got a Chinese to take home again. So yeah, I drove for about an hour to get a Chinese and drove for an hour home again. But during lockdown, one of the Indian takeaways. Do you remember that eat out to help out? Dirty. Yeah, the eat out to help out thing. They tried to encourage you to go and get food, you know. All right, I'm not going to argue with that. One of the Indian takeaways we got from one night, we turned up, and there was, if you can remember, there was this sort of almost fascist way of, you know, stay the fucking line, keep distance, big screen, you know, what's your name? Give us your name. I don't have one. Fucking shot. Yeah, no, turned up at the Indian and went to the big screen, like the big plastic, you know, there's a lady sitting behind it, like a ticket booth. Hi, got an order to pick up at like 7:45. Okay, cool. And she gave it to us in one of those like zip up. You know when you get like a Just Eat or a Deliveroo or something and they come in the wee like foil bags? If that makes sense. With the zip up, it's like shiny inside. The shiny bag. Yeah, they gave us the Indian in that and they gave it to us for free. So we, all right, keep that. Don't keep it in the car for some reason. I really fucking should. But yeah, if I go and pick up a takeaway, I'll take that bag and put the food in. And it keeps it warm a little bit longer. So I took that with me to Grantown, along with the wee Chihuahua. Didn't put the Chihuahua in the bag, though. I took the bag. Put the food in it, and that was fine. But what was... what was funny? What was nice? What was... Yeah, it was lovely. Was, when I lived in Grantown, I ate at that Chinese a lot, and I didn't have the best diet, like, nutrition-wise, so I always ordered the same thing. And I got to know how I liked it, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? I don't mean, like, tickle my balls how I liked it, I mean, like, I know how I liked the food, to my spec. I was fussy. And I arrived last night, and I parked the car a nearby car park, as you do a car park. So, yeah. And I phoned in the order. Didn't recognize the voice because, you know, it's always 15, 16 year old kids they have working on the counter. It's not, you know, it's not some veteran of 30 years who's worked. And I put my order in. That was fine. And then, you know, I was told 10, 15 minutes. And what was funny was my whole life. So for the past 20 years, it's been the same owner for the past 20 years. Every time I phoned in an order, it's been 10, 15 minutes. That's what you get told. I don't know if it's a lie, I don't know if it's true, but, you know, phone it in, give your name, and then they'll, okay, that'll be 10, 15 minutes. Perfect, lovely. That was perfect timing for me to walk up and get cash out and cross the road and everything. So I phoned the order in last night, and the boy, okay, just one moment, I'll check how long that'll be. Okay. Yeah, that'll be 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, I know. Thank you. Thanks very much. I went and got it. That was fine. Went in, paid for it. And he went away through the back and came back through with it. And then the chef appeared, the owner. And yeah, I thought that was you. I recognised the order. I haven't been there for like 5 years. So he came through and started talking. You know, it's nice to see him. You know, shoot my hand. Are you getting on? Where are you now? Yeah. No, I knew that was you when I saw the slip of paper. All right. And then behind him, his wife appeared at the door and she waved. I was, oh, guys, this is nice. So they remembered me because I was a fussy cunt, and I still am. But yeah, I had to go home and drove back through. It's very pleasant. Very nice. And because Charlotte wasn't here, I smoked a bunch of cigars. Not inside. I smoked one on the drive, and then I smoked one. Smoked one there, smoked one back, and then before bed, I took the wee dog out for a walk, and smoked one then. And we got barked at by a staffy. Staffy puppy. Was I scared? Yes. Was the Chihuahua? No. She barked right back. Fearless little bitch. Don't know what she would have done if it jumped the fence and came at her, you know. Not really wanting to stub a cigar in a wee fucking dog's eye, but obviously she didn't have that kind of consideration or care for it. You know, rah, 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 fuck you up, she said. So that was that. That was my evening. That was my evening. Although saying that, so the dogs, they were barking at her, and they could have easily jumped that fence. And then on the way back, another dog was barking at her, but it was the window. This dog's actually gone for the 12 in the past, so I would like, ideally, so if I can just pull money in my heart, to get a house somewhere far away. Obviously, commuting distance to work, but yeah, I just don't want neighbours. I want a house in the countryside with a garden. I want a vegetable patch, and I want a compost heap, and I want hens. I want fucking hens. I want my own eggs. We have for breakfast, Lewis? Eggs, the same as yesterday. Eggs every day. Yeah. How much do eggs cost? I don't know, a pound. How much are those fucking hens setting you back? With 50 quid a month. Yes, maybe not hens, but yeah. I want a house in the country. I don't want neighbours. I want isolation. I want a house you can get not shininged in. I don't want to go mad and kill folk with an axe, but like, if the snow comes, I want it to be like, this might fuck up our plans for the next few days. You know, I want to get snowed in. I want to have canned food that I don't want to eat, that I leave under the stairs, that becomes our winter rations before I have to eat my leg. That'd be some good eating. But, yeah. I don't want a new build, because I'm a snob. No, I just don't like having neighbours. I don't want to live near people. Sense of community, I don't want that. If I could afford an island, I would. I would live on the island. I'd live away from everyone. Jesus. Podcast, we went on communication with the outside world. Saying that, there's an area near here. It's like something out of the Twilight Zone. I shan't name it in case some of the listeners live there and this offends them, but it's the creepiest little fucking spookiest place I've ever been in my fucking life, guys. And I've been some creepy fucking spooky places before, but this place is some Charles Dickens fucking Twilight Zone borderline fucking film set. I don't know, it's weird. Drive through the countryside, well, I mean, depending on where we come from, but you drive through the countryside the way I get to it, and then bam, it's something of a Stephen King book. It's a short story called They Got a Hell of a Band. The Nightmares and Dreamscapes. If you get a chance to read that, check that one out. It's kind of like that, apart from it's more like a, I don't know, I can't think of a Charles Dickens quote. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Or, I'm going to be honest with you, I've only read one Charles Dickens book, and that was A Christmas Carol. So, I can't really quote, I can't quote Dickens. No. Don't get it. hence the name of the boy in Great Expectations, and I just have like some moment of impulse. Pep! Yeah. That's the name of the kid. Yeah, so I don't want to live in that place. Again, as if I could afford a house there, so if I have that kind of luxury. No, no, thank you. But no, it's a very, very strange place. And then I remember, again, about 20 years ago, a relative of mine got a house in like a new build thing. Still there. It's just a build now, but you know, this is a new area. And I remember first time I went to go and visit them. This is over 20 years ago, I must have been 11, 12. No, Lewis, that wouldn't be over 20 years ago. You're 30, you fucking idiot. Yeah, so this would have been 18 or 19 years ago. No, it must be more than that. You know, it doesn't fucking matter, right? Say 20 years ago. I went to go and visit them, and we're driving up to it, and immediately I was this sort of like, oh, I don't like this area. I don't like this. I'm not saying it was built on like a burial ground. Might have been. That's what Poltergeist is about. New builds on Indian burial grounds. But we didn't have Indians up here. You should watch Outlander. We had Jacobites. No, yeah, went up to it. I was like, I don't like this. This is very Stepford Wives. All the houses were the same. All the cars sort of looked the same. I mean, obviously, there's like different colours and makes and stuff. It was just very, I didn't like it. Something was, no, this isn't for me. Yeah. What's my point? If you can afford a house, good for you. All right? I'm proud of you this day and age. Unless, of course, you got it from your parents. You didn't earn that house. You didn't work for that fucking house. No, yeah, if I had the luxury of declining a home to own, I wouldn't want it in this little weird bubble film set that they have near here. And I wouldn't want a new build on one of these Stepford Wives type streets. Anyway, on that note, you enjoying the podcast? Yeah, this little fucker's just ripping our fucking, the area we live in to shreds. No, it's all good. So, again, you can afford a house, I'm proud of you. It's not easy. 15 years of Tory rule. It's not an easy world to live in. Did I tell you that I want to go and buy Cocoa Pops and they're £4 a box? Fucking £4, guys. I love Cocoa Pops. Anyway, if I pissed you off, this will make you laugh. Hopefully it will. This morning, woke up and morning routine. Brush my teeth and showered. Well, showered first and brush my teeth. It's getting dressed, as you do. Boxers on first and put my socks on. The way I put my sock on, sat on the bed and I put my... So I'm in sitting position, my feet on the floor. But this, so it's my left foot I was putting the sock on. Lifted up my left foot and put it over my right knee. So my left knee was... Surely you can picture how I'm sitting. Sitting up straight with my left ankle over my right knee. So it's that kind of angle. And I put my sock on. And my socks are old. I should probably buy new ones. Really, how expensive are socks? 14 years of Tory rule, guys. You can't afford socks. Yeah, so I'm putting on my old socks. And the elastic isn't really working in them anymore. They're old. And got them over my toes. So, you know, I'm on the right track. Pulling it down my foot. It's about the arch. It snags. Just won't stretch. So I'm like, all right, okay, let's work it. Let's coax it in. Put my fingers sort of underneath, try and like get a bit of space, and I'm sort of pulling. They won't budge. I could have probably just wiggled it slowly and got it down, but I give it a tug, and my hand slipped off the sock, and I punched myself squarely in the balls. Whoa, it was painful. Humiliating, even though it was on my own. I didn't scream. I just sort of made a weird noise, like a sort of rusty garden gate being opened as I fell sideways. Yeah. So that was my morning. That was your morning. That was your Saturday. What did you get up to? And then Charlotte eventually came home, so I just sort of wandered around the flat in this weird sort of limbo of, what do I do? I was under strict instructions before she left. She likes to try and keep the flat tidy, and I unconsciously seem to like to keep it as dirty as fucking possible. There's a bunch of boxes. There were a bunch of boxes in the spare room, and we have an attic, which frustratingly doesn't have a lot of space. You know, it's all... Is that insulation stuff? Yeah, there's no flooring in it. There's only a few spots to actually put stuff. Anyway, the other day I went out and I spent 50 fucking quid on, you know, Tory Road guys, fucking 15 years of Tories. I spent 50 quid on these big clear plastic storage boxes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put all the stuff in the spare room that we don't need up in the attic and that'll be fine. And I told Charlotte of my plans and I said, by the time you get back, when you get home, this will all be done. And she knows me well and she was like, please, when I'm gone, do not go in the attic. Okay. Just, I think in case she came home, my corpse was like dangling out through a fucking hole in the ceiling that I've, you know, gone straight through and just got stuck. Why didn't he lift himself up? He didn't have the strength. Oh, God. Yeah. So, you know, I was under strict instructions. Please don't go in the attic when I'm gone. Okay, I won't. I won't, fine. But today, she was home. So we did that. And fuck me, I keep a lot of shite. To the point that, like, Charlotte called me out and she went, you know, this is hoarding. I was, no, it's not. Are you ever... I don't want to tell you, because it makes me look like a fucking lunatic. What? I can't. Two parts of it made me look like a lunatic. The fact that I own these fucking things, and then the fact that I wanted to keep the box. Right, okay, so, years ago, I don't know why, I was inspired to buy these things called gravity boots. They don't make you fly. They're not for flying. What you do is you find a bar, ideally for pull-ups. Again, I don't own a bar. I have no bar access. There wasn't a bar at the fucking time. I just bought these boots because impulse. You find a bar taller than you, and you put these boots on, but they don't go over your feet. You clip them onto your ankles with these big foam things, and they have like a latch, and it opens and hinges, and you clip it on around your ankle. And what they have, if you're standing up and you've got them on, one on each ankle, and they've got hooks that are facing up towards you. So, you put these on, you find your pull-up bar, you put yourself on the bar, you swing round, and then you put the hooks over the bar and you let go. You hang upside down. Your back straightens out, cracks, all the air in between feels good, and you can do some exercises. Again, I had no bar. I've never used them. I've had them for 10 fucking years. They're still in the wrap that they came in, like the plastic cellophane stuff. I've tried them on, you know. Yeah, they clip on very nicely. Never had access to a bar. I don't know why I bought them. And they came in a box because everything comes in a box. And they've been in the spare room for a very long time. Now, when I took them out today, the box fell apart. Like, the way it was folded, it's not taped up. It's all sort of like it slots into itself and stuff like that. And these plastic things I bought, the big tubs, I put them in there, but the box fell apart. And I was like, you know, I'm going to keep that box too, because I like that box. So I left it unfolded. So essentially it became a strip of cardboard with gravity boots printed on the side. And Charlotte was up in the attic, because I was passing the things up to her. Why are you keeping this box? It's not even a box. Why are you keeping this cardboard? Oh, you know, it's good to have. No, Lewis, this is hoarding. This is a problem. No, it's not. Just keep the box. Just fucking keep the box. It wasn't that bad. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I sort of put some thought to it. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's just take a moment here. It was International Women's Day yesterday. Let's give this lady the benefit of the doubt. Does she have a point? Yes. So I asked her, you know, can you please pass it down? I'll bin that. Why? Because you're right and I'm wrong. But, you know, I have the self-awareness, guys. I have the self-awareness. I will concede when I'm incorrect. So, there you go. Now you know my spare room, the room I'm in right now, the office, the library, the podcast studio, the room of quiet contemplation, the books and everything. Things we don't need. They're all up in the attic now. Now, I was going to say I'm going to call it there, but I've remembered. I've had a listener write in. This message is from Ailey. Hello, Ailey. Hello. This is lovely. So I got this on Instagram. And this is about, if you listened to a few episodes ago, I got a patch from Blue Peter. Because I sent in a lovely little crayon drawing. And they sent me a patch because I was only 29 and 3/4 at the time. Very good of them. So I asked listeners if they have any stories of people getting badges and if they got anything to do with it. then let me know. So here we go. Here we go. So I'll skip the wee first part. So from Ailey, she says, I don't personally have a badge, but my sister has multiple of the different types. When she was wee, she discovered that you can collect all the different types. So she sent a picture and got a blue badge. Then sent another one and got a silver badge. Then wrote some shite about saving the planet being eco-friendly, all lies, and got a green one. The poor kid was trying to collect fucking badges like Infinity Stones. Just picturing a kid with, you know, the big glove with the I am inevitable. Yeah, I'm fairly sure she got into a museum when we were on holiday for free. But other than that, I reckon they're probably sat in a box at the back of a cupboard somewhere. So that was Ailey's message. Thank you very much for letting us know. I didn't know you got different types of badges like that. I didn't, you know, the green badge, the blue badge, the red badge. So that's cool. Collect them all. Get a patch as well. Yeah. Collect them like Infinity Stones. Snap. 50% of CITV viewers go away. Yeah, you got into a museum for free. I like that. I like how there was actually something from it. It wasn't just, well, I mean, obviously I would just take a badge for the sake of having a badge, but I like how kids can actually get something from it. Now, once again, I was about to say, okay, I'll call it there, but I remembered as well. I've got more news. Jesus! Now, it might seem a bit last minute, but I get the statistics on this thing, guys, and most of my listeners in the UK listen almost immediately after I upload. I don't know if it automatically downloads or if you just genuinely see it's there and listen to it, so thank you if you do. So it's either the sort of first few hours after upload, the UK listeners tend to listen to it, or it's the next day. So if you get this tomorrow, that's perfect, because it still relates. This message came from somebody I know who delivers for Just Eat, the app, where, you know, you can get a Chinese or an Indian or a kebab, or sometimes you can go to like a petrol station and get cigarettes delivered. They deliver for them, and there's some sort of upset regarding pay percentages, something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure entirely, but from what I've been told, and they would like the message put out, on Sunday the 10th of March, this is happening in the north of Scotland. I don't know if it's happening in the south of Scotland, or if it's happening in England or Wales or Ireland or the Isle of Man. You know, I don't know if it's UK-wide, you know, but or Great Britain. Yeah, certainly happening up here. There's going to be a strike with the workers, so don't order from Just Eat on the 10th, because it's going to take a very long time for your food to arrive. Okay. I use Just Eat. Well, I used to. Fucking Tory rule. 15 years, guys. And can't afford it anymore. You got to pay for a bag, and then you got to pay like fucking £5 for delivery. Jesus. Yeah. So tomorrow, Sunday the 10th, Just Eat strike. For your own, you know, for your own good, don't order that day. It's not going to be delivered. And if it is, it's going to take hours. Whether or not that's true, that's what I've been asked to pass on. So, right, cool. Let's go. Let's wrap this up. As with every week. Well, actually, no, for this week. Thank you very much, Ailey, for writing in. That was lovely to get a message. And I'm delighted for your sister having her Infinity badges from Blue Peter. But, yeah, the usual thanks. Thank you, Black Mill, for the theme tune. Thank you, Cora, for the logo, for the artwork. Both of you for lending your talents to the podcast. Very much appreciated. Now, guys, if you want to get in touch, check out the website. That's www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. I'll repeat it once again. www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a page there with links, so you can get all the social stuff. I don't really use them because I'm very lazy. But you can also, there's a contact page where you put in your email address and you write a message. Write them with anything you want. As long as it's not, you know, you being a total dick, I'll read it out. I'm not going to read out racist shit or bigoted shit, but I'll read out anything else. You want to say happy birthday to your friend, I'll do that. You want to say you don't like the neighbor's dog barking at you, I'll read that out too. Yeah, get in touch that way, guys, that'll be fine. Just let me know what's going on. I hope you are taking care right there. Do I have any requests for something? The same way I asked about the Blue Peter thing. Have you ever put things in your attic? No, you know, can't think of anything. Right, yeah, I'll try and keep these things for half an hour and we've gone over that. So, until next time, guys, as always, look after yourself, try to get enough sleep, try to drink some water, be kind to each other, Don't take any shit. As I always say, though, just be good. All right, I'll talk to you next time, guys. Bye for now.